This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. Welcome to Road School Moms Radio, where education meets adventure. Your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino of Full Time Families and Mary Beth Goff, the road trip teacher, will share advice, information, and encouragement to bring your road schooling efforts to new levels.
Hello, and welcome to another evening of Road School Moms Live. I'm one of your hosts, Kimberly Travaglino, full-time road school mom of four and co-founder of Full Time Families. And on the line with me is my beautiful co-host.
Hey, it's Mary Beth Goff, your road trip teacher, and I'm also a full-time road school mom of four and the author and creator of RoadTripTeacher.com. And I am excited to be coming to you this evening from the St. Louis area. And where are you at tonight, Kimberly? Where in the world are you?
I am in the Spokane area. I learned this week that it's Spokane and not Spokane. We just pulled in tonight. We haven't got to do any exploring yet, but I'm excited to be here.
Yes,
how
I love that area.
Over there? Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Tell me about it.
No, I was just going to say that I love that area. We actually ran into Spokane by accident. And we weren't planning on going through there, but when we got to, I can't remember. I have to take my mind back. When we got to, Coeur d'Alene. We got to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and realized how close we were to Washington. Of course, we wanted to take that opportunity to put one of the state stickers on our map. And as we talked about this week on one of the boards, one of our little prerequisites just within our family is that as long as we stop in a state and learn something new, basically, then we consider that okay to do our sticker. So we went to I'm pretty sure it's called the Riverfront Park. And I don't know, it's just fun. It's not anything, that exciting. But they have this big, huge Little Red Wagon replica, and they can slide down the front of it, and you can take some pretty cool pictures, and it's right there along the river. It's really pretty there. You definitely want to check that out.
Very cool. Yeah, we'll definitely put that on our list. I've seen that red wagon in one of my roadside attraction books. I had no idea it was around here, so that's really cool. I'm super excited about doing that. We just came from Idaho where we were mining opals.
Oh, wow. That's silly. You know what? I'm going to stop you for 1 second because
yeah.
Leslie out in Arizona is telling me that she's only hearing music, so I guess if anyone else can hear us talking, let us know in the chat, because Leslie's saying she can only hear music. They're hearing pretty, they say they're hearing pretty, really pretty classical music, Casey.
How lovely. Can she try refreshing that? Because I'm not sure. Talk, Mary Beth.
This is Mary Beth Goff, your road school mom's radio
yeah,
show.
Yeah, no, the control panel is telling me that we are on live.
Yep, and you know what? Hope can hear us. Hope from Wyoming. She's in Wyoming this evening on our live chat, and she can hear us, so I guess we're good to go. So tell us about your opal mining.
Oh, good. I want to tell Leslie to refresh her thing, but obviously, oh, no, good. That's good. You did it on the chat. Which reminds me, I want to tell listeners that there's many ways to interact with this show. There's a chat that's going on at roadschoolmoms.com that Mary Beth runs. You can submit questions there. There's a forum. You can listen in on the webcast player, which is also at roadschoolmoms.com, or you can call in and listen at area code 425-440-5100, 026375 pound is the conference ID. If you miss any of that, just go to roadschoolmoms.com, and all the information is sitting there right there. So back to opal mining. It was a great, great experience. We have come to the conclusion that we are officially rock hounds. It's mostly me. But
you know what that's called? That's called a petrologist. There you
a
go.
Petrologist.
Petrology is the study of rock. There you go.
Thank you, Road School Mom. I think I think people should note that because I'm feeling like that would be great for a trivia question at the end of the show. I don't know.
Okay, well, there you go.
Yeah. So, anyway, this opal mining, if you want to see pictures and see the opal that we found, I actually found a piece of opal that's probably worth about $50. We'll make a nice, beautiful $50 cut stone or, you know, $50 to $60 pair of earrings. And it was a lot of fun. I really liked it. So if you want to go see what that was about, all about, you can go to fulltimefamilies.com. We just put the blog post up there today with some pictures. And it was super convenient because they had two full hookup sites there. So we could just pull in, hook up, have dinner, and wake up in mine the next morning. That was a lot of fun.
That's so fun. I love that. We'll have to put that on our list when we come back that way. I love that.
You know, in the blog post, we talk about other places where we have mined before. And, gosh, when I was making the list in my head of all the places we've mined, we've been mining all up and down this entire country. We mine diamonds in Arkansas and Cape May diamonds in Jersey and Pecos diamonds in New Mexico and also Thunder Eggs in Oregon. And the one problem with being a petrologist or a rock hound and living in a camper is, do you know what the one problem is, Mary Beth?
I do. It is what you do with the big collections of all the really heavy, nice rocks. What do you do with all your finds, Kimberly?
Right, exactly. As it, a la the long, long, long trailer, which was what, Desi Arnaz and Lucille Ball, and she was collecting rocks. I'm a little bit, I got a little bit of Lucille Ball going on that I'm channeling in this camper with rocks hidden in all these nooks and crannies that Chris does not know about. So
I can see this, that you went through and you've made your kids give up things because you need more rock hauling space. That's what I see.
Exactly. Get rid of those Legos. Mama's got rocks.
I see that.
Yeah, you know me too well. So that's one of the problems with being a rock hound in a camper.
Well, you know, you've got to find a way to. You have to check out the Grand Canyon study guide. I'll send you a copy because it's done. It just got.
Oh,
go
how exciting!
Out. Yeah, I know. I'll just send that to you because the art project in there is how to take your one special, super, super special gem or rock that you found on your trip and turn it into a memento necklace or keychain or whatever. It's really super simple.
Very cool. That's very cool. I love that. I can't wait to get that. And I'm super excited that it's done finally, just in time for families to take vacation to the Grand Canyon. Or even if you've already gone to the Grand Canyon, right, Mary Beth? It's a great refresher.
Hey. It is. I know Laura Hamilton, she was on me to get this one done because they, of course, already went through the Grand Canyon. But she has already downloaded it, actually. I think I sent it to her, and I used her pictures. So that was our trade. So I sent that to her, and they've already been there, but I know that they're enjoying it. Even though they went through it, it's kind of a refresher, like you said.
Yeah. And, you know, if you let's say you have a week that, or, you know, three or four days that you want to do a study guide and you're not sure what to do it on, there's no rule that you can't just go back and go to the road trip teacher and say, well, where have we been already? Let's just go talk about that and reinforce having been there and learned something new about it. You know, I prefer to do it ahead of time, but there's nothing wrong with doing it after the fact either.
Right. Well, and that's it's our preference, too, to do them before we go to an area. But there are things in there that are, you know, there's many things that are specific to an area, but there's also things that are not, you know, just like we were talking about. There's a little blurb on geology and specifically the three types of rocks there are and that kind of thing, which, you know, those are not that specific to the Grand Canyon. You can do that anywhere. So there's definitely things instead of the study guides that are non-location specific.
Very cool. Well, you know, it's the first Sunday of the month. And here at Road School Moms, we dedicate the first Sunday of the month to opportunities for income, location-independent income opportunities. And this is, I think, our fourth month of doing this. So if you've missed any of them, you could always go to roadschoolmoms.com and go to our past shows, and you'll see all the opportunities we've discussed so far. And so tonight, because it is the first Sunday of the month, we have another opportunity to talk about, and that is Thrive Foods. Have you heard about Thrive Foods, Mary Beth?
I have not, but since you posted that, I've read a couple of other posts about other people that have involved with that, and so I'm very intrigued with all of it, because I had not heard of it before this interview.
Yeah, it is very intriguing, and I have heard of it in the RV community before. I know that Lady E, the lady who wrote the RV Centennial Cookbook, was a huge fan of Thrive Foods. I think it was called something else before, and possibly the Gwen and Greg can fill us in when they come on the line. But what it is
unmute.
Oh, Greg's here already. Hi, Greg. How are you? Hello?
Hi, we're figuring out the muting. This is Greg.
Uh-oh. Okay, hi, Greg. Are you on the phone?
Yes, can you hear me? This is Greg.
Yes, we can. Do you recall what Thrive Foods used to be called?
Shelf Reliance,
that's right. That is right. I do remember that. And even in one of our earlier editions of Full Time Families magazine, Lady E, our RV kitchen columnist, did a whole article about Shelf Reliance Foods. So without further ado, Greg and Gwen from Thrive Foods are on the line with us tonight to talk about Thrive Foods and then also to talk about the income opportunity that is available through this company. So why don't you give us a rundown? What exactly is Thrive Foods?
So Thrive Foods, just a real quick background, they initially started just with one product. It was a food rotation product on their shelving system to have first in, first out. Less than 10 years ago they started. But then after they had these successful shelves, they realized canned food wasn't the best thing out there. They wanted to offer a better product of freeze-dried foods that really retain nutrition, like more even than your grocery store has. Fresh foods really lose a lot of vitamins, produce and vegetables and fruits right after they're harvested. And due to the long distances, things ship like bananas and spinach and beans, we lose a lot of the nutrients that are in those, you know, things. The best thing would be to eat them out of your backyard if you have a garden, but if not, the next best thing is freeze-dried.
So are you saying these are, foods are freeze-dried as soon as they're picked?
They're flash frozen, which does preserve the nutrient value, and then they go through the freeze-drying process after they're flash frozen to remove all the moisture. Within 2 to 4 hours, they're flash frozen to preserve the nutrient value.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, I have in my mind that they would be lightweight. Are they lightweight?
Oh, definitely, because, you know, the moisture is all removed, so whatever food you might be talking about, whether it's mangoes or pineapple, you're just have the product without the moisture in it, and it can be rehydrated easily anytime you want to restore it to a hydrated, you know, state.
So how do you rehydrate these foods?
So my wife, for example, made me nachos the other night, and my friend timed her 3 minutes and 40 seconds. She had a skillet with some warm water. She put in the freeze-dried ground beef, onions, tomato powder, and in just a few minutes, especially with the water being warmer, she had hot steaming nachos to pour onto our tortilla chips. Tortilla chips were not Thrive. They were just store-bought tortilla chips.
Wow. Now, what percentage of your food, is weekly food intake, is Thrive Foods?
Well, we really jumped in when we started a couple months ago, so I would say probably for us right now, at least 50%. Our kids, that's all they snack on. We've had these fruit by the foot sitting on top of our freezer for the last month to two that the kids normally would have gobbled up, they just go grab some yogurt bites or freeze-dried Fuji apples or strawberries, and they just snack on this stuff throughout the day. And it's awesome. There's no preservatives, no MSG, no the corn, my wife says, is one of the few corns you can find that's non-genetically modified. And we're just really excited about the nutrients, and my wife's kind of into the healthy eating, not me so much, but...
So, Greg, tell me, because someone, actually, Kimberly, I don't know if you're watching our chat, but Leslie out in Tucson, they actually already use Thrive Foods, and so that's what she was telling on our chat. But tell me, Greg, so how do they come packaged? Can you buy bigger quantities or smaller quantities? How do they come? Like, are they packaged in?
Sure. The main two packaging ways are what they call a pantry can, which is a third of a gallon, basically, and the bigger quantity size is a gallon can, which is a number 10 can, I guess it's called also. The pantry cans, they're nice. They're fit in our kitchen really easily, and they have a peel-top lid, so I don't need a can opener or anything. And what we like to do is things we use a lot, we'll have a gallon can in the pantry and or in our other room where we're storing stuff, and then refill the pantry cans as we consume whatever. Just they take up a little less space than pantry cans.
Okay. Perfect.
How do you think they would fit in an RV?
So that's our dream, is to hit the road. We're not quite there yet, but that's been my wife's passion. She's talked about to want to. She homeschools the kids. We really don't have much RV experience, but one thing I love is our freezer and our refrigerator. Over the last 2 months, we've really started consuming these foods a lot, have greatly reduced what's inside our freezer and refrigerator. So we did camp in an RV. We spent 4 or 5 days in San Diego at the beach, and I know we had a small freezer and refrigerator, so that's good for that, and just you can always have this stuff without having to run to the store. You know, celery, my wife loves that because she can use what she needs for pantry can, and celery, normally she'd buy it, use a little bit, and throw the rest away. And I don't have to worry about these things going bad. Most items have a 25-year life, and when they're unopened, they have a little oxygen absorber. Once you open them, though, they have, most of them, a year shelf life. So I think they would be ideal for RV living just because of the limited space, the limited refrigeration and freezer space, and they just have such a long shelf life. You could put them anywhere, under the RV or...
Go ahead, Mary Beth, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say one thing. If you're just joining us, one thing that I wanted to point out, if they didn't hear you say this, Kimberly, is that Thrive Foods, this is not a new... fad. This isn't something that just came on. This has been around. It's kind of a proven product. Am I correct, Greg?
Yeah, it's kind of new to us. My wife has been interested in them for years, but she thought I was not going to go along with it, so she never pushed it with me. But once I told her, hey, I was at a couple of gun shows over a couple of years, and I had seen a lady, and I said, this sounds like a great thing because, you know, the other, we got into preparedness a little bit, and we bought some other food products, but this is the only company I saw out there that, like, you can get paid to eat your own food as a consultant. And it's really easy to sign up to be a consultant and inexpensive. Most of what you're buying is food. If they say, if nothing else, you eat your consultant kit if the business doesn't work out for you.
Did you just tell me that Thrive is going to pay you to eat your own food? How does that work?
Oh, yes. I love it. Like, initially, when we started, we thought, hey, we just want to get commission off our own stuff. But they give you 10% commission off of anything you purchase, whether it's for you or somebody else. We have a website. If anybody purchases anything on our website, we would get a 10% commission on that. But mostly, we've purchased our own stuff and just enjoyed eating it. In addition to that, we can host our own event, which anything we purchase, we get 10% of the total purchase amounts, whether they're ours or somebody else purchasing from us, as free product. So we had a party earlier today, or a cooking class, I guess you could say, and we had some people order, and for an example, there was a $400 order,
that means that we could get $40 worth of free food and an additional $100 of food at half price. So we just really love getting the free product. Sometimes people don't even get the half price product. They just want the free stuff. But we've been getting both to really get a good discount just based on ours and our friends and families and people that we've invited into the business off their orders.
Very cool. So what is this? So we talked about what Thrive Foods is, and it's a dehydrated food product, high quality, GMO-free. Is all of the line GMO-free?
I think we saw one product that was not GMO-free out of over 150 products or 100-plus products. I can't remember what that one product was, but the 99% is what my recollection is, advertised as non-genetically modified. They couldn't guarantee this one product that it was not genetically modified, I guess.
I see. Now this show is obviously about making money on the road. So how can an RVer make money on the road with Thrive Foods?
So our goal is, I work right now full-time. My wife stays at home and homeschools the kids, but we really saw this as a portable business opportunity. It's a party model. I've never been to a Pampered Chef party, but I know my wife has. And she'll tell me, hey, look at these bowls I got from Pampered Chef. But that's the normal business model. Our visualization is a lot of people also do trade shows. Like I got introduced to this stuff at a gun show. And so you can kind of get a little bit of advertising. If you know somebody in a certain area, that you can host your own party, or if you have a customer that wants to host a party, they can get the benefit of the free and half-price product. And we just book parties off of an existing party that has occurred for, whichever customer wants to host a party to get free and half-price stuff. So everything we sell, we get a commission on, 10%. And there's the opportunity to build a team also. We've signed up 3 consultants just in the last 2 months, and there's the potential to earn commission up to 3 levels of, building a team of Thrive consultants. Our third level, like whoever was above her will never get anything because she only go 3 levels deep, I guess. So you can build a team at any level.
Mary Beth, you and I have talked to several FTFs to run party-type income opportunities on the road, specifically Laura Hamilton, who does 31. I actually just purchased some books from Stephanie Simpson, who does Usburn Books and is having an online party right now. Mary Beth, do you think this is a viable way to make money on the road?
I do. I'm surprised you can't hear my wheels turning through this phone call interview. Because, and Greg, you may not know this, but what my husband and I, what we do as part of our full-time experience, we actually do travel to trade shows. We travel to RV rallies and RV shows and actually even some homeschool conventions. So I'm very intrigued. And I totally see this as a viable, because there's certain things that doesn't matter where you live or what you do. I mean, everybody has to eat. And, it's a trending topic. It's a really hot topic, the GMO and, the health of what we're putting into our kids and what we serve ourselves. So I think that it's an awesome opportunity. And I love the fact that there's, the commission base is, that's a great starting point, I think. Whether or not you have built a team or not, if you just, like you said, use it for your own family and for your close friends or, you're close with people that you were closest to, it would be well worth it.
I like the idea. I could see, especially with Thrive Foods, I could see it would be very easy to host a weekly party in campground clubhouses where you invite the entire campground.
Yep, absolutely.
you don't have to be networking with, you know, your Franks, which is friends, relatives, and acquaintances, whatever. You could just put up a sign every week and in the campground clubhouse host this drive party and have this continual pipeline. And I think it would appeal to so many campers on so many levels that, it, you know, it's not – I like the Esper and Books model personally, but I'm a mother of young children. And you like 31, but you're also a female. This is really across the board. I really like this opportunity. What do you think about that, Greg and Gwen? Do you think is that something you'll do when you are on the road?
That's the goal, is that once we're hoping to build up our business in the next couple of months to where Greg can quit his job and we can go full-time. So we're hoping. We've only been doing it since March 15th. And we're seeing there's potential to really probably, like they say, about 5 to 10 months, you could be making about $1,100 if you're really, you know, working the business. And after about 9 to 15 months, probably about $2,400. There's a lot of potential, and it's a very easy startup. There's three consultant kits. And the first one is $200. It's $198. And it's mostly food. So it's pretty simple to get into the business, and then it's really up to you of what you can do with it. We originally just thought we would do ourselves. And then when we got the food and it was so delicious, we were just like, we have to share this with people. We cannot keep this to ourselves.
And there, I want to point out, too, while we're talking, that there are gluten-free options, right, and even several organic products within that. So if you're gluten-free, that brings up a whole other market.
Yes, they have over 100 gluten-free products.
That's wonderful.
MSG, no GMOs, no dyes, no additives, no preservatives. It's just food. It is. There's no funky stuff in it. You pull the mangoes out, and the ingredients is mangoes. That's it.
And I love the instant milk and the instant cheddar cheese. The taste of these things is just mind-blowing. The cheddar cheese tastes like real cheddar cheese. I compared it to shredded cheddar cheese I buy from the store, and I never realized shredded cheddar cheese I get doesn't really taste like cheddar cheese. It doesn't have that sharp flavor, but the milk, we just mix up what we need as we need it, and we used to buy organic milk. We haven't bought milk in a month. Store-bought milk.
Wow. Gwen, do you find that your shopping trips, grocery store shopping trips, are reduced because of this food?
Oh, I hardly ever go to the store, and the other day I had to go to the store for something, and I dread it always because I have three little kids. And I walked in, I bought two packages of tortillas, a loaf of bread, and some floss for the kids, and walked out 5 minutes. I was in and out because I didn't look at anything else in the store because I've got it at the house. It was awesome.
And Kimberly, back to the on the money-making into is crossing my mind, is that, you know, this would make a great supplemental income. You know, if you already have something that's going on the road, or you think that you have something that might work on the road, you know, this would be a great opportunity to put something that's got, you know, a proven track record to go along with it.
Can I throw something out? Oh, can I throw something else out?
Absolutely.
We had some company averages that I guess they had posted a while back. They've only been doing this less than 5 years, but there are some consultants, they have different levels. Some of these consultants hit the top level in less than a year. It's called a platinum executive. And their company averages for their monthly income as of last year was $11,313. Like, now that's the top level you can get to, but some people make that in less than a year that work this business full time. I mean, there's really the potential to build this residual income where you're making money in your sleep, honestly, from, you know, if you recruited some consultants and you're doing the business yourself. It's just, I have a physics degree. I went to a college here in New Mexico for physics, and I just saw the math side of it, and I got really excited, and both my wife was already excited, but I saw the math side of it, and
So I just want to put any time I can into this. I feel bad I have to do my normal job because I want to do this full time, but it's what's supporting us for now, my full time job. But we're hoping to hit the road and really pursue this.
Yeah, no, I'm really excited about this opportunity too. Again, mostly because it really does appeal to all RVers across the board. So if our listeners want to learn more about Thrive Foods and the opportunity, where should we send them on the web?
So our website is www.505thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, .thrivelife.com. So,
okay. I am putting that in the chat, and I'm going to put it on our Facebook site. So we've got that everywhere. Cool. And
call us as well if they're confused or anything. The website is pretty self-explanatory. You just click join. Then you click become a consultant. Then you click get started and fill in your information. And it's that simple.
And they have a great special this month.
Oh, yeah.
That's free shipping on any consultant kits. I mean, the consultant kits, the shipping could be $20 to $30 or more, depending on which kit you got. But for the month of June, they put it to free shipping on any consultant kits, the main company out of Salt Lake City or American Sports, Utah.
Hmm. Okay, and you brought some prizes with you tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. We had some pantry cans of double chocolate chip ice cream, blueberry yogurt bites, and mangoes. My wife's one of her favorites because she says she doesn't know how to normally cut a mango, but these are always ready when she wants a mango for anything.
You can never get a fresh mango in the Southwest. I came from Florida. You can get mangoes everywhere in the Southwest. You never find a mango that's properly ripened.
Well, that sounds delicious. I'm all about it. Did you just say it was ice cream the first one?
Yes. Ice cream under your bed.
I think I have some ice cream under my bed, but it's no longer edible.
Yeah. Well, this, nobody will know you're eating it.
Oh, I like that. Now, is it cold? Is it like, are we talking like astronaut ice cream?
Exactly. Astronaut ice cream. That's where the freeze-dried, and just to clarify, most of their foods are freeze-dried, but they do have a couple dehydrated things. Oh, my wife says too much information. But, yeah, it's astronaut ice cream.
Wow, that sounds delicious. I think I'd like some of that. Okay, so we have three prizes for three lucky listeners. If you are listening in tonight, why don't you go ahead, and we're going to give out the number again. It's 425-440-5100, and the conference ID is 026375#. And if I see you raising your hand, and to raise your hand, if you're listening in, you press star 2. If I see you raising your hand, we will call you a winner. And whatever order you went in, you get to pick what it is you're interested in. So, again, give me that website if you're interested in becoming a consultant or if you're interested in just ordering through you. Where do they go?
Sure. It's www.505.com. thrive.thrivelife.com.
And does the 505 mean anything? What's that about?
Yeah, well, we now have two area codes in New Mexico, and that was originally the only area code for New Mexico up until a few years back was 505. That's what that represents. Just we're in central New Mexico right now.
I have our first winner, and I'll bring her on 1 second. Most loyal fan, Christy Smith, you have won your choice. How are you tonight?
Can you hear me?
I can. Where are you calling from, Christy?
Oh, my gosh. Arizona.
Arizona. Oh, that's right. I just saw your pictures of the Painted Desert. That looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Hey, Christy.
Hi.
Hello. You are our first winner. So what sounds good to you? We had what? Can you remind me again what they were?
Sure. We have double chocolate chip ice cream, blueberry yogurt bites, or mangoes.
The blueberry yogurt bites.
Oh, great. The kids love.
Okay, put those aside for Christy Smith. And Christy, go ahead and send me an email with your email address and your shipping address, and I'll be sure to get that to Greg and Gwen for you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, and you have a great night.
Thanks. You too.
I have another winner in Casper, Wyoming, or at least your cell phone's from Casper, Wyoming, area code 307. You're on the line with Road School Moms. Who am I talking to?
My name is Eric.
Hi, Eric. Welcome to the show, and you're a lucky winner.
Thank you.
I think they have ice cream left and mango. What's your choice?
Let's try the ice cream, please.
All right.
Okay, so if we can get Gwen again, put the ice cream aside for Eric in Casper. And Eric, if you'll send me an email to Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y, at fulltimefamilies.com with your email address and your shipping address, we'll be sure to get that to Greg and Gwen.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you very much.
Where are you listening tonight, Eric?
I'm from Casper, Wyoming.
Okay, good. Because mine still says I'm in Florida, so we never know where anybody's listening. But thanks for listening in on the show. Have you ever tried Thrive Foods before?
No, haven't. It's the first I've heard of them.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm really glad that we were able to introduce you to this really interesting food product line, and I hope you like your prize.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, we're looking for one more lucky winner on phone number 425-440-5100, conference ID 02-6375 pound. If you call in and raise your hand, I'll make sure we get you on the line. Do you have anything else that you want to tell the listeners, Greg and Gwen?
I guess just try to be real quick. They have another thing. It's called the Q Club. It's kind of a monthly shipment. You can pick and choose your foods at any budget. They have some really great benefits. If you have a $100 budget for 3 months commitment, you get a free coupon and reward points and access to extra recipes and new products. That's just something that makes it really simple to start experimenting with these foods, and it's just a three-month commitment, and if you do $100 or more for those 3 months, you get those four different benefits. Normally, they charge $80 for the Q Club to get a coupon, which is a greatly discounted product every month, and recipes and reward points and other benefits. Besides the Q Club, the other thing I wanted to throw out is we thought for this show, we'll try to make it a little more incentive. If anybody wanted a consultant kit, just there's so much food. The one we recommend is the $289 kit. It's got over $500 worth of retail priced food in that kit. If nothing else, it's just a great introduction to a lot of the foods. But on top of that, with the free shipping, we wanted to offer, they have a Thrive Express line. It comes in bags. It usually serves up to four. They have a few different soups and entrees and sides. And we thought if anybody signed up as a consultant this month in June, we would want to throw in a Thrive Express entree, a side, and a soup. It would feed up to four each. And it's food that's just adding water. This is a meal that's all the ingredients are already in the bag. It's a Mylar bag. It's got a shelf life of 5 to 10 years, and it's ready in 15 minutes. That's what I made kids at dinner the other night was some kind of cheesy potatoes because my wife does the cooking normally.
Now, Greg, tell me real quick because we just had a question on the chat. Leslie, our Arizona listener, she actually has 6 months worth of Thrive Foods in her pantry, but she is asking, she's asking if she wasn't familiar with the ice cream. So can you tell us how that works briefly?
Sure. They're going to make them seasonal, but the one we have is the double chocolate chip ice cream. We also have ice cream bars. Uh-oh. Got some feedback noise.
What is that?
I hear it on the phone. Oh, I guess it's gone.
Okay, good.
So these are basically ice cream bars that have been freeze-dried, so you have all the ice cream, but there's no moisture in them. This is one product they don't recommend rehydrating. It's just eating it in its freeze-dried form. The kids go crazy over this stuff. So do I.
So is it kind of
like
is it cold? So is it like dipping dots, kind of?
Yes, it's just like dipping dots, but they're not cold.
Okay.
Oh, they actually have dipping dots also.
They have a Neapolitan ice cream that looks exactly like dipping dots.
Okay, that makes sense.
But they
come
packed in the can, they're individually packaged, and it's just like having an ice cream sandwich or an ice cream bar that's freeze-dried, and it's really delicious. I love both of them, the chocolate, double chocolate chip, and just the regular ice cream bars. They're awesome. I like them better, actually, than the ones sitting in my freezer that are a little freezer burnt.
Wow. They sound delicious, and I'm getting hungry. So. Okay, so one last time, what are we talking about? The URL, if you want to see their site, is I have if you put in 505thrive.thrivelife.com, then your stuff comes up. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, and it's our phone number's on there, and like I said, we're just a homeschooling family hoping to get on the road, and thank you so much for the opportunity this evening, and we hope to be out there sometime.
You can email us, too. We're at 505thrive@gmail.com if anybody has just questions that they're not sure of. And if you're ever in Socorro, New Mexico, in that area, my mom has an alpaca farm, and it's Puerta del Sol Alpacas, and she said anybody can boondock there that wants to
drive
come through and just hang out with the alpacas.
Oh, that sounds like fun. So what you're saying, Gwen, is that your mom has an alpaca farm with, and if you happen to be RVing through, you can come and stay there. There are opportunities to volunteer at the alpaca farm.
Oh, they will never turn down anybody to scoop poop at the alpaca farm. But it's just they have 32 alpacas. Alpacas love children. But they've had a bunch of RVers come through, and they have a big field, and you can just park, and they have, like, a big dirt place that you can park, and just come and hang out, watch the sunsets in New Mexico are amazing.
And we'll invite you for dinner for a Thrive meal.
We'll cook you dinner.
Gwen, where out in New Mexico? What was the area again?
It's Socorro, New Mexico. It's just almost dead center in the state.
About an hour south of Albuquerque.
Okay.
Are you on your way there, Mary Beth?
I am. Can you hear the rig door shutting? We're packed. We're ready to go. We're out of here.
Here we come for the alpacas. Free food and alpacas. It's a win-win.
Exactly. That's exactly right. You know me well.
My daughter can teach your kids or you guys how to spin fleece and make felted soap, and we do all kinds of crazy stuff.
She's 9 years old, and she's really good with the alpacas.
That's wonderful. That sounds like a lot of fun. Very cool. Well, thanks again, guys, for being on and sharing this opportunity with us, and I hope that some of our listeners go to your website and check out what they have there, and remember, if you mention that you heard it on Road School Moms, you get a special deal from Gwen and Greg. So don't forget to say that. And we hope you guys, we look forward to seeing you guys down the road.
Well, thank you. And again, our phone number is on that website, and we welcome any questions. We just really want to share the word with this. If nothing else, it's a great way for us to make nutritious, healthy, easy meals for our family.
Absolutely, and everybody's always looking for that.
It was great to get to talk with you guys. Thank you so much. We hope to see you out here on the road with us sometime soon.
We do too.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night. Well, that was really interesting. I've heard of Thrive Foods before. In FDF Magazine, one of our advertisers was also a Thrive Foods consultant, and I think I'm going to give it a second look and see if it's something that fits into our household. Because, you know, when you're constantly moving, and then finding the grocery store, then getting to the grocery store, and now finding the groceries, it's so tedious, Mary Beth. I absolutely can't stand that part of feeding my family is you know, rediscovering every grocery store on the planet and where in the world is the, rice cakes in this one. It's terrible. Terrible.
Right, right. Well, you know, and even more than that, because, I mean, it is a pain, but I'll tell you that as you know, I think by the time we got to Tucson, I was already on my big kick, so I'm sure I shared it with you. But, you know, I really am all wound up about what we eat and the things that we eat we don't realize we're eating. And one of my big things right now, if you've been around me at all in the last month, and if you've ate a tomato out of a can, I've probably slapped it out of your mouth, because I read this thing and it makes total sense. This is just one thing. It's got something to do with canned tomatoes, and when they're in a certain kind of can with a certain kind of lighting, the citric acid reacts with it, and some of the preservatives are in the can, and it's just bad news. So I'm crazy about the way things are packed. And so I had read some things on flash freezing things, and I had no idea that was what Thrive Foods is all about. So I'm way all over this for sure.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I had no idea, and now I'm going to have to go throw out all my tomatoes.
Oh, my gosh. I really am. And I'll tell you, there's like 10 things that we all eat and don't think about it. And that's where I'm at, is that there's so many things I think that we, even we were fed, you know, in our generation, you know, nobody really just realized the thing, you know, there wasn't as much regulation on some things, you know, before as there is now. And, you know, some things are just the norm, and you don't think about where they've been or how long they've been on a shelf or in a warehouse or where they've been. So it's good to do a little research.
You know, talking about the food thing, I've done eons of research about the food thing, and I also like to pound the food drum. Not that I can actually walk the walk, because I do get easily overwhelmed, because feeding people is really not my forte. But, you know, high fructose corn syrup only really became the predominant ingredient in the 80s. So without giving away our ages, obviously we weren't born in the 80s. we had at least, I don't know, 2 or 3, maybe 5 or 6 or 10 years of not eating that crap, really.
Yeah.
And I personally think that gave us a foundation of health that our children don't have the same benefit of.
Yeah, I agree with that. I agree with that 100%. And I think that, you know, and I think we all do things. I mean, I can think of several things right off the bat, you know, I've got 4, just like you, things that I fed or didn't feed my oldest. And then by the time my youngest came along, that was complete taboo, and it was completely switched around. I mean, it just changes all the time. You know, and the fact of the matter is, you really have to sit down and do some research and see, you know, where things are coming from and how they're packaged and why they're packaged that way, and make your own assumptions. That's one thing I love about being on the road, is that I've got a little more control over what my kids are eating, you know, that aren't prepackaged, because I just think prepackaged things are the devil. They are.
Mm. Yeah, you know, I really do try to shop the outskirts of the of the grocery store. That's my main thing that I try to do. And
you and I have had that conversation. I think that's so smart.
Yeah, absolutely. Try to really stay out of that middle if you can. And, Bunny Arnold turned me on to the crock pot. And, oh, my God, Mary Beth, do you have a crock pot?
I do. I have a 2 different size crock pots. I'm like, do you not read my – did you not subscribe to Diary of a Road Mom and get your
– I did. I did, actually. Now that you were – Yes, I'm sorry. For the benefit of the listeners, why don't you tell them about your crock pot? Because I know already.
I love my crock pot. My crock pot, besides my kids, I'm not leaving on the road with anything besides my kids and the crock pot. Well, I guess I have to have our driver, but other than that, that's a top priority for me, crock pot.
Yeah. Well, we had a crock pot, and truth be told, I absolutely hated washing that pot in my tiny, tiny sink. So I think one last time, I think he made some chili in it, and I looked at it, and I said, I don't want to wash this pot, and we got rid of it.
Kimberly.
We were Sam's crock pot for about a year, and then we traveled with the Arnolds for a couple weeks, and I tell you, she was cooking meals as she was driving down the road, and, you know, when we pulled in and unpacked and got everything done, she was serving meals. And I was in awe because I was exhausted. I didn't want to make anything then, and chances are good we were going to go out to eat. Thankfully, a crock pot was huge, and she fed us many, many nights. And finally, we went and bought our own crock pot. And because of how my genius husband has wired our RV, we can cook going down the road also. So we have been doing that. We've been cooking and traveling with the crock pot on. And, you know, my son, Dominic, who is the pickiest out of everyone in this house and loves to tell everyone he's the pickiest in the whole house, says everything that comes out of the crock pot is delicious.
He's right. And you know, I do this a lot. I will cook things overnight too. Like if I want to do something for lunch the next day that involves like chicken or whatever, I'll just put it in the crock pot overnight. And when I get up, it's done. Shred it, throw it in the refrigerator, and you're done. And then, you know, if you want to put something else in it for dinner for that night, then, you know, you're good to go.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's super handy. In fact, today I made a whole chicken in it. And then the chicken was, you know, fall off the bone tender. We ate that, and I put all the scraps back into the pot, put some spices and some bay leaves, and now we have this perpetual chicken soup cooking, or chicken broth, I should say, cooking. So, wow, and I don't have to clean it. Which is wonderful.
Why did I know that somewhere along your crock pot story was going to have something to do with cleaning the crock pot or the lack of cleaning it? I knew that was coming.
Exactly. You know, this reminds me of – oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say this reminds me of an upcoming show that you and I are going to be doing this month, which is What Should We Keep and What Should We Toss? And I think we can tell listeners that definitely you should keep the crock pot.
Right. Absolutely. And I can't wait for the keep and toss because, as you know, we are coming out of our sticks and bricks officially. And so I am definitely I've already done the keep and toss thing, but I need to do some more. So I'm excited to have that show with you. And what I was getting ready to say was, incidentally, many of you may not know this, I actually chronicle our family's travels on Diary of a Road Mom. And that's where I keep all of my crock pot recipes are over in the recipe box on diaryofaroadmom.com. So if you want to check those out. Those are tried and true recipes. They're either from my grandma's cookbook or they're from something that I've made. I don't put anything on there that I haven't tried myself.
Yummy. Leslie on the chat wants to know, how do you find reasonably priced grass-fed beef or range-free chicken for your crock pot? And I'm going to clue you in to a secret, Leslie, of how I have traveled with other people who have only sought out grass-fed beef and free-range chicken. And how they did it was they literally picked up the phone and called local farmers and got some of the freshest beef at some of the most reasonable prices, because some of these were not these weren't actually farmers who were selling beef but had beef to sell and then sold it to these people on the road. So, yeah, you just or Mary Beth just put in eatlocalgrown.com. You can go there. Just Google the area, Google your beef farmers, and pick up the phone. And it's also, that's one of the aspects of being on the road, right, connecting with people that you normally wouldn't connect with in sticks and bricks lifestyle. And going to these farms and picking up this meat, it's all part of the experience.
Yep, that's absolutely correct. This takes a little research.
Yeah, just a little, but it's a very rewarding process. And then to be able to fill your freezer with some grass-fed beef and have that last for, you know, 3 or 4 months, then you don't have to do it again until the next time. Who is that?
Someone else is. I don't know. Do you hear a dog barking?
I do. Do you hear a dog barking?
Yeah, I do.
Is it a ghost dog?
Do you have another dog this week? Have you added another dog? We don't need to know that.
I have not added another dog. We are still with 3 dogs. In fact, if you are a full-time families member, we are creating a list of dog names, traveling dog names. As you know, one of my dogs is named Miles. He's our first traveling dog, and we thought that was an appropriate name. And we would have liked to name Prince. First we called him Diesel, but he refused to respond to that. He came with the name Prince, and so we have a dog named Prince. It's the bottom line.
That was his name for the month of May. So is he getting a new name for the month of June? Is that what you're saying?
No. He listens to the name Prince, so we have to use it.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm starting to feel bad for him. He doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, he doesn't know where he is. He's super confused. He's wondering when the heck we're getting home.
Little does he know. He needs to go talk to DJ and find out that this is it, baby.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's new? What's going on at Road Trip Teacher this week?
Well, before I do that, let me tell you that I just lost my train of thought. Ginger is on the line with us from Santa Fe, and she says that you can also check local farmers markets. So we want to say hey to Ginger. We didn't know she was on the line. So this week at Road Trip Teacher, I don't know. We've been kind of a little cattywampus with our road school the last couple of weeks, so I'm a little off kilter, but we're actually getting ready to introduce a whole new line of printables this coming week. So if you haven't subscribed, you need to get on the Road Trip Teacher website, subscribe to our newsletter, and then you'll get the links to those free printables. And I'll just give you a little secret, or I'll give you a little tip to the secret. They have all to do with handwriting. You know,
ooh, handwriting.
Mm-hmm. So there's a whole new line of handwriting printables coming out, and that's what we're working on.
And did you say Grand Canyon is up there?
Grand Canyon is up there, and the Indianapolis, Indiana, which includes the Indy 500 information we talked about last week, that should be up there, I believe, by tomorrow. It's in final editing until in the morning. So I think it'll be on there by tomorrow afternoon. And there's free printables for all the vocabulary for both of those units as well are under our free printables. And St. Louis is on the cusp of being done. So lots of new stuff over at Road Trip Teacher the next week to 10 days.
Very cool.
What's new with you? What's new with full-time families?
Full-time families, we're still running the top summer RV destinations. So if you haven't seen that yet, you can click on that. We have a link to your best 10 road trip game by the Road Trip Teacher, so you can get to that very easily. As I said earlier in the broadcast, we have our little review of opal mining in Idaho. And we have a brand new episode of our One Epic Adventure, and that is Slide Rock Sedona. So if you want to experience Slide Rock Sedona from a first-hand perspective, you can do that. We, as you know, we have a GoPro just like you because I coveted your GoPro. I actually got one. But unfortunately, the GoPro would not work when we went to Slide Rock. So Dominic took my iPhone and almost dropped it 3 times, at which it would have been lost forever. So please do log in and check out that video. So it was worth almost losing my iPhone.
Oh, how fun. I can't wait to see that. That makes
yeah.
me remember something. I didn't think when you asked me what was new this week. I Barry over at our RV Sales for You, he helped me compile the 20 tips for severe weather, how to be prepared for severe weather in an RV. That came out this week, too. So if you haven't got that free copy, email me and I will send that to you.
Oh, that's a good one. Absolutely. Now, I want to go through, we have the entire month of June booked.
I know, we're so busy.
We are.
Already.
So next week we have Homeschooling as a Single Mom with our special guest, LaToya Edwards. She runs Mommy Jammies on our same network, the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. And I think she also runs a second one called Broken to Blessed. So tune in if you want to know how to road school or homeschool as a single mom. That I could imagine that would be very challenging, and I'm really excited to hear how she does it. Then on the 15th of June, which is Father's Day, we have a special Father's Day edition with author and road school dad Peter Grayson. Mary Beth and I met Pete in at the World's Best Road School Convention. He's written a great book about being a dad, and I'm excited to be interviewing him. And then June 22nd, you want to tell who's that is, Mary Beth?
Yeah, sure. June the 22nd, we're going to be doing an interview with Jeremy Stewart. He's a producer on an all-new movie called Class Dismissed. It's coming out later. I don't really know, I guess, the exact release date, but I know that it's later this summer. And it's a movie all about homeschooling. And I've seen the trailers released on it, and it's going to be a great movie, in tune with a lot of the challenges and things that we face in our road school days. So I think that interview is going to be exciting.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. And then on June 29th, the last Sunday of the month, it's just you and me, Road School Moms Heart to Heart. Well, not just you and me. We invite all Road School Moms to call in and be a part of the show. And that's the last Sunday of the month is when we just connect and talk about issues that that are on our minds. And this month, it's what to keep and what to toss. So we'll have all sorts of tips and printables and downloads and everything you can think of to help you decide what to keep and what to toss. And even if you're in your RV already and out of sticks and bricks for a long time, what to keep and what to toss is still pertinent, because I still have to go through our RV at least once a month and get rid of stuff. So
yeah, me too. And the purging process, you have it keeps you on your toes, I think, because you've got to keep on top of it, or else it'll get on top of you, literally.
Yes, exactly. So, okay, that's the show for tonight. If you want any other information, you could always go to roadschoolmoms.com and see upcoming shows or listen to our past shows. They're available right there to play or download. And if you have any questions, you can always email myself, info@fulltimefamilies.com, or Mary Beth, info@roadtripteacher.com, and we'll be sure to answer those questions for you.
Yep, sounds good. Safe travels from here, and we'll see you same time next week.
Sounds good. See you next week.
This is Kimberly.
And this is Mary Beth, your Road School Moms, on the road where education meets adventure. Until next time, we wish you safe travels and leave you with our traveler's prayer. Lord, be our guide and protector. Let those I encounter be blessed by my words. Let my hands be filled with your work, and may I be filled with your grace and kind words for others. May I be a light unto those around me on the journey ahead. Amen.
Amen. This has been a production of the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network. If you'd like more information, go to roadschoolmoms.com.
If you want to, more than you.